For WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC, providing nationwide land auctions, farmland sales and management, and financial advice for agribusiness. Information on upcoming land auctions and offerings can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. CONAB today says that Brazilian farmers will grow more soy in the 2013-14 season than previously estimated as weather conditions have improved. Brazilian farmers will produce 86.3 million metric tons of soy, up from the 86.1 million tons the agency forecast in June, and an increase of 5.9% from the 2012-13 harvest. CONAB raised its 13-14 total corn harvest estimate to 78.2 million tons from 77.9 million tons forecast in June. That would be a decline of 4.1% from the harvest that was produced in 2012-13. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 101,600 metric tons of corn to Japan during the 2014-15 marketing year. Also flying out the door this morning to unknown destinations, 107,696 metric tons of corn, and that also going during the 14-15 marketing year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading 19,067, and it is up 3.5 points. And the S&P 500 is trading at 1967. No, well, excuse me. Let's try that one more. The Dow Jones is 16,945. It's up 38 points. The NASDAQ is 4412, up 21, and the S&P 500 is your 1967, and it is up 3.25 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Predicted weather across the heart of the Midwest is not likely to change much from that of yesterday's forecast, and it looks as though everybody will see timely rainfall, and most importantly, will see subsoil moisture levels conserved through a milder temperature biased pattern and also some periodic showers that will occur over the next couple of weeks. The bottom line is really quite favorable for pollination across the U.S. Corn Belt because we are going to see the subsoil moisture reserves conserved by the lack of hot weather and by the periodic occurrence of additional shower and thunderstorm activity. The environment is really very close to ideal. The temperatures may be slightly cooler biased here over the next day or two, and then again in the middle to latter part of next week. None of the temperatures are going to be far enough below average to cause any huge concerns, but we will continue to monitor the situation because the temperatures next week will be somewhat chilly for a few days. The near-term temperatures are going to continue to be seasonable. We'll look for the afternoon temperatures running often in the upper 70s and 80s across a big part of the Midwest. And today will probably be one of the cooler biased days. We'll expect to see the afternoon temperatures in the 70s in general across the Great Lakes region and the uppermost portions of the Mississippi River Basin. These areas will probably not warm much more than upper 70s, and there'll be quite a few areas in the lower 70s. There may even be a few upper 60 degree temperatures in western and central parts of lower Michigan. Other areas will be in the 80s this afternoon. We'll look for the temperatures to stay relatively warm for the rest of the week and the weekend, with temperatures mostly upper 70s, lower 80s in the north, and 80s and lower 90s in the south. We won't get much warmer than that, but there will be some hotter temperatures in the central and southern U.S. plains, where temperatures in the upper 90s to over 100 degrees may occur, and there's going to be some high humidity at times that will be stressful for livestock from Kansas into Texas. Meanwhile, back across the Midwest, we will have high humidity too at times, and we'll have a chance for some shower and thunderstorm activity activity occurring, but it looks as though the most significant precipitation will precede colder weather that's going to work its way from north to south across the majority of the Midwest as we go from the early to middle part of next week. The high temperatures during midweek next week may be, again, limited to the 70s and a few lower 80s across portions of the Midwest. Our low temperatures over these next few nights are going to be begin to warm up a little bit. Tomorrow morning will be in the 50s with a handful of upper 40-degree readings likely in the Great Lakes region. We'll look for the temperatures after that to moderate, getting into the upper 50s and 60s, maybe even some lower 70s as we move from Friday into the heart of the weekend. Then more cooling will occur next week with some more upper 40 and 50-degree readings possible as we move in the middle part of next week. The precipitation prospects are relatively good, as I mentioned before, especially when we get the next surge of cold air coming into the region. Until then, the precipitation that occurs is still going to be periodic, but probably light for the most part. We have a weak frontal boundary that will be moving through the western Corn Belt as we finish out this work week and move on into the weekend. That frontal system will eventually work its way all the way across the eastern Midwest, with most of the precipitation there occurring Friday through Sunday. Scattered showers resulting with this frontal boundary will likely produce anywhere from a few hundredths of an inch upwards to 5 or 6 tenths of an inch quite often. There will be some locally greater amounts of rain, though. A few locations may end up with anywhere from a half inch to an inch and a quarter, or maybe some local totals that get up even greater than that. The precipitation will be greatest in some random locations from Iowa into parts of Michigan and Ohio. And we'll look for the precipitation after that to be a little bit less significant. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather on WILL comes from Busey. Busey is proud to reinvest in our communities, one project at a time, with financial guidance and support to volunteers and community leaders. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter July wheat is 667 down 8. September 656 and a half down 7 3/4. Soft July wheat trading 542 and a quarter down 3. September 553 and a quarter down 3. July corn 407 and a quarter down 1. September 395 and 3/4 down 2 1/2. December 401 and a half down 2 3/4. July soybeans 1324 and a quarter down 5 1/2. September 1134 and a half down 6 1/4. November 1111 and 3/4 down 4 1/4, now 4 1/2. July soybean meal 435 down 230. July soybean oil 3752 down 28. August live cattle 155 up 147 and a half. August feeders, wow, 218.05, and they are up 215. July lean hogs, 133.45, up 125. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you again.
Seems like the WASD estimates, especially ending stocks, have traders' full attention going into Friday.
Yeah, I think so. It's I think the biggest thing that we're going to be looking at is how they massage the quarterly grain stocks into the old crop balance sheet, and then also looking to see what they do with new crop yields. I think 30% of the, I guess there's a 30% chance that they'll change the yield estimates for corn and beans, and I think that's going to be the number to watch. What we've seen, you know, so far this season is fantastic crop ratings. They're probably 15 to 20 years. So statistically, they've probably got a bias to maybe increase yield. The question is, do they do it and go forward from there?
So I'm sure farmers are asking themselves where the market will catch ahead of harvest. What are your thoughts?
Right now, I think that the corn and wheat market both are fairly priced. Wheat harvest is 57% done as of Sunday, so it's in the zone where it can probably make a seasonal low, or at least low of consequence. Corn is competitively priced. We saw some sales made on the overnight reporting system this morning to Japan and unknown, so I think we've got reasonable value. Right this minute, I'd say December corn could technically break below $4, maybe $3.95 to $3.90, but I think it would be a short-term jab. Beans, on the other hand, we haven't entered the reproductive phase for beans. We're just vegetative growth, so I think realistically, as long as the conditions look good, we could continue to erode. But we we probably can't break a whole lot more than this until we get into August and see what that longer-term weather forecast looks like.
I would say that the gap we saw earlier this week will be troublesome for those who want to be bullish.
Most assuredly. I think realistically, you know, we haven't even been able to measure a dead cat bounce out of this market to speak of. And I would say that it appears at this particular point in time that the market is getting a little bit complacent because the wheat market is starting to get competitively priced in the world market. And like I say, we got the sales for corn overnight. So realistically, we have reached real value. But the market continues to sell off, and if that happens, usually somebody gets jammed.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. July corn, 407 and a half, down 3/4. September, 395 and a quarter, down 3. December, 401 and a half, down 2 3/4. July soybeans, 1325 and 3/4, down 4. September, 1134 and 3/4, down 6. November, 1112, down 4 1/4. July soybean meal, 435, down 230. July soybean oil, 3752. Down 28. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.